Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Join us here at 3CLA, not just those who are in the sanctuary, but also those who are tuning in online on iChurch, and we are streaming in English and Spanish. Hallelujah. Also, I got a note from, there are some viewers in France right now, Paris, France, Nico and Devin Brunel, and they have been tuning in to every service from Paris, France ever since they've been there. But especially, they tuned in today, and they, of course, are a part of the service. But it's actually, it was Devin's birthday and their wedding anniversary, so they didn't get a chance to get acknowledged. So can you just turn to that camera right there and say, happy birthday, Devin, and happy anniversary. Hallelujah. We miss them. All right. If you can turn to your word in Luke. And we want to go Luke, 24th chapter. We have been talking about in this year, this new year, 2017, the importance of this year. This is the year of the sword of the king, year 5777 in the Hebrew. Very important. Because we're going to see some stuff. We're going to see some manifestations that we have not seen. All right. This is the Moedim, which the Moedim means the appointed time. And so he has appointed certain times, and we move into these times. But the important thing for the believer is that you are positioned in the right place when these Moedim, or these appointed times, take place. So tell your neighbor, you're in the right place. So what we've been talking about is unleashing the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Too many believers have not been operating at the level that Yahweh has been expecting. You have what's called a potential power that is dwelling in you. That means that his power, that Holy Ghost power that's dwelling inside of you, is ready to move and do something, what? In your favor. Who needs something from Yahweh? And I'm not talking about like just material stuff. I need a cell phone. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about who needs peace of mind? Who needs joy? Who needs deliverance? So these things are available and accessible to us. And he wants us to live at this level. And so there are a lot of things in the scriptures that he wants us to understand. So when we go to Luke, the 24th chapter, the 45th verse, it's not good enough just being a believer. You gotta be an active believer. Because believing is action. You're acting on what? You believe. And so when we go to Luke 24:45, it says, then opened he their understanding that they might what? Understand the scripture. So part of being a believer is you getting in to the scriptures. If you don't get into the scriptures, you don't know what's available to you. Right? I used to joke about how I came into working for this corporate company, and they offered what was called a 401k. And I didn't know what that was. So I worked for the company a year, and I had not participated in the 401k until somebody said, hey, what are you contributing to your 401k or whatever? And I said, what's that? 401k. I said, I drive a 240 SX. And they said, no, dude. The 401k is something that you pay into. And then if you pay a certain amount, the company will match that amount 100%. I was like, what? They're giving me money? I was like, yeah. So I missed out on a whole year of the benefit because I did not look at policies and what were available to me. Same thing with the believer. You got to look in that word and find out what is available to you and get your inheritance. Right? So he's got some stuff for you in every walk of your life. Look around the room. He's got something for everybody. He's got something that he wants to activate and do in everybody. Tell your neighbor, he got something in you that he wants to work. And he wants to do something for you. And tell your neighbor, I received that. Now thank him for it. But there's a component in this. Okay, so go to Romans, the 10th chapter, the 8th verse. So we want to understand how to unleash this power, right? And it's based on some principles. Say principle. There are principles that are in existence in the supernatural. There are laws. Whether you believe them or not, they're there. For instance, there's a law of gravity. And even though you might can't see it, and you might not believe it, but when you fail hard. Why? Because there's a principle of what? Gravity. So when you fall 32 feet per second per second. And per second is 32 feet second squared, right? Until you reach your max velocity and you hit that thing. Whatever it is, right? Now, you didn't see it. You might not have believed it. But guess what? It happened. Same thing. So there are principles. So it's up to the believer to tap in to these principles and these laws. And so I'm going to show you some stuff that he has available for us in Scripture. So go to Romans 10. If you got it, say, I got it. As a believer, these are the principles that we abide by. And the 8th verse says what? But what saith it? The word. Say the word. What is the word? It's everything that Yahweh has said and everything that the Holy Ghost has said. And it's written where? In his word. And as a believer, the word is what? It's near. It's not. It's right here. Say to yourself, it's right here. And it's so close, it's even in your what? Mouth. What is that? And not only is it in your mouth, it's in your what? Heart. Or if you look at the Greek word for heart, that's cardia, which means the mind, your soul. So if you let that word permeate you, right? Then it's in your heart, it's in your mouth, and what is it? It's the word of faith, which we what? And I don't mean preach, grabbing your ear and skipping around. I mean, preach means in its translation, proclaim, to confess, to say, right? It's the word of faith, which we what? Speak. We speak it. Tell your neighbor, you got to speak it. You have to speak this word. And what is behind the speaking is the principle of this. Understand. When you make decisions, you make decisions that affect your life. For instance, years ago, when you were financing a car, you could finance that thing for 48 months. Well, what's 48 months? 4 years. Well, guess what's been happening lately? You can take that thing all the way up to 72. Do the math. If you decide that you want to buy a car and you choose to do the 72-month option, how long do you have to live with that? How long is that? 6 years. Guess what? They're doing even more. You might find somebody 84 months. And you say, hey, glory, I'm gonna take that. Nuh-uh. At interest rate of. So the decision that you have made is gonna affect you for the next 6 years or 7 years. Look at it this way. You do that, you'll be stuck with that thing till 2023. This is the thing. You want to make decisions. That's just how life is. You need to make the decisions that are going to be beneficial to you spiritually. You're making decisions now that's going to affect you in 2020. Give you another natural example. Water. If you don't drink enough water now, you're messing yourself up for the next few years, right? Tell your neighbor, you got to drink a lot of water. But some of y'all don't like, I don't like the taste. Get over it. You need it. But if you choose not to operate in that principle of hydration, then it's going to what? Affect you. So if you choose not to operate in the principles of Yahweh, what's going to happen? It's going to affect you. You're not going to be in a place where you need to be a month, a year, a few years down the road. So what you do now is crucial. And so when we look here, let's go to Mark, the 9th chapter. So we want to do the right things. And we want that power to be unleashed. And the thing about the power of Yahweh, you don't have to wait 5 or 6 or 7 years. Guess what? It can work right now. And so when we go to Mark, the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse, if you got to see, you got it. So it says Yeshua. And you all know that we use the Hebrew names because those are the original names. They had meaning, right? Because the name Jesus didn't come to 1611. So before 1611, what were they calling him? Yeshua. So we use this knowledge and these meanings. Yeshua means he will save, he will deliver, he will rescue. And so Yeshua said unto him, and this is Yeshua talking. He said, if thou canst believe, some things are possible, a few things. All things are possible to him that what? Believe it. Do you believe that? Well, I believe, like the word says, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Don't just take one scripture. And you got to take some other scriptures that bear witness to that scripture. So let's go to Mark, the 11th chapter. And I love the red letters. Who like the red letters? I love the red letters. Because what does that mean? It's Yeshua himself laying down the word, the living word, the logos. So the Mark 11, 23 says what? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say. Hold up. The previous scripture that we read in Luke said what? In Romans said what? It is nigh thee even in thy what? Mouth. So here in Mark, you got to, if the word is in your mouth, you can't leave it in your mouth. You got to what? Speak it. And when you speak it, you release it into the atmosphere to do what it's supposed to do. Right? So you can't, it says in your heart, God knows my heart. No. Yeah, he knows. That's the problem with y'all sometimes. He knows what's going on up in there. But if the word is in your heart, your mind, your cardia, and then it's transferred to your mouth, then you have to allow yourself to speak it and release it. Tell your neighbor, it's no good just in your mouth. You got to. It's the law of confession. You speak it. It's a principle. You guess what? He demonstrated the same principle when he created the heavens and earth.
Come on now.
He said, the word says, and Yahweh said, let there be light. And guess what? It didn't say, and Yahweh thought.
Come on now.
He what? So tell yourself, I got to say it. And say it. Because there's something that happens when you speak his word. Because guess what? You speaking other stuff. Last I checked, when you was complaining, you was using your mouth. And you let the complaints, what? Come, you didn't hold the complaint in your mouth, did you? But you took that complaint and you released it. And not only that, some of y'all got on that email and I'm gonna complain about this. What is your corporate office? You talking on the phone, I don't wanna speak to you. Who's above you? Did you think that? Or did you speak that? So you're operating in the principle. So why not operate in the principle with spiritual things? So it says, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. What is a mountain? I have no need to move Mount Everest. I don't need to do that. It's not gonna do anything for me, right? It's like if I try to move that, where am I gonna put it? What am I gonna do with it? I don't need to do that. But guess what? I got some mountains in my life. I got some stuff that comes up that is like a mountain, right? Have you had some stuff come up that's just overwhelming? Who's been overwhelmed? That's a mountain. Who's had a problem? That's a mountain. Get this. Who's had an addiction? That's a mountain. But guess what? We got the potential power to move that thing. Right? How do you move it, Pastor
time? Well, he says, whosoever shall say unto that mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea. Hold up. I can say it, and that's cool. There's something else. And he said, listen, hey, you got this potential power. And Yeshua said himself, he said, verily I say unto you, whosoever there stay under this mountain, what? Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And, say and. So that means it's a component that needs to be added to what you say. Right? Tell yourself it's an ingredient. Who knows that when you make something and you leave something out of that, you're making a recipe. And you leave something out. Old-fashioned folks used to make pancakes. They didn't use Bisquick. They would make that thing from scratch. I want to know. Do we got any scratch cooks here? Okay, hallelujah. There's still some scratch people. There's something to be said. You know, it's some seasoned people that know how to do that thing from scratch. My young sisters. If you want to maximize your potential, learn how to do some stuff from scratch. Because that brother, he's only going to eat out so much. And then he's going to want some what? Who don't want home cooking? The only person that don't want home cooking is a person that live in a home where the person can't cook. But I want some what? Home cooking. You know, one of the things that impressed me about my wife, before we got married, there was something that I loved, and don't judge me. Don't judge me, I'm telling you right now. But I love chitlins. Any chitlin lovers in the house? I just did. And there was nobody on earth whose chitlins I could eat but my mama's. Well, guess what my potential wife did? She learned how to cook some chitlins. And that's when I said, will you marry me? That's true. Because I was like, woo, if I can find somebody who can fix some chitlins. Young sisters, find out what he likes and learn how to cook. It's important that you get it right. If you don't know how to do it, find one of these mothers or one of these seasoned sisters who knows how to do it and ask it. Ask her, and the word says, if you ask, you what? How'd I get on food, though? Okay, ingredient. So we're talking about if you leave out an ingredient. So in faith, it says, there's an ingredient to this. You can say, be thou removed. You can say, be thou cast into the sea. And the word says, and shall not doubt in his heart. You can have the word in your mind, in your heart, but if you don't believe it, if you doubt it, then you cancel it out. It can only be effective if you what? Well, I
said that I was going to be healed from this cold, but it's still here. But the symptom might be there, but you're already healed. And if you believe, it's going to start what? Watch night, last week, the enemy, he tried to mess me up. It was Friday, because Elevation was Saturday. And he tried to throw this stuffy nose, head cold, congestion, sore throat, body aches. And I laid hand, I said, I'm healed in the name of Yeshua. And guess what the messed up part of it was? I couldn't taste. I was so like them symptoms that I couldn't even taste my food. And it was like 2 days and I'm not tasting. I said, I bind that in the name of Yeshua. But guess what I had to do? Friday night, I had to sing. I had to preach. I had to run around. Sunday was going to be some of the same. And I said, ain't no devil in hell going to stop me from doing the stuff that I got to do for Yahweh. And so, watch night. I came up in here and people was trying to hug, Pastor Tom, Pastor Tom. I said, hold up. Look. Challenge, don't ever say you're sick. I don't let that come out my mouth. I say, I'm challenged. Because with the challenge, you know, it's a fight. But guess what? I'm gonna win. It's a challenge. I'm victorious. I'm the winner here. It's already been determined that I'm the winner. And it might not be fair, but my God said that I was the one that was going to be victorious. So guess what I did? I walked in it. I got up, grabbed that microphone, and from gate, I would start singing. And guess what? By the time we moved into 2017, everything was gone. Sickness was gone. Everything. It was gone. See, you gotta fight through this thing. This thing is a challenge. But guess what? I've already won. I'm the victor. I'm the victor. So I had to act like I was healed. I had to move like I was healed. I had to sing and preach like I was healed. I didn't know how it sounded. But then I went on Facebook. Is Arthur here? There he is. Arthur had recorded the first song, the first two songs. And I listened to that thing. And I said, man, that dude sounds good. Meaning, I didn't sound like I was sick. And because I told y'all, y'all didn't even know. But guess what? I was victorious. So you gotta believe. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. See, the reason why the power is not unleashed is because you gotta check yourself. Maybe there's some doubt somewhere. Right? Then there's a person that says, well, I don't wanna say nothing and mess it up. I don't wanna say nothing. No, you better say something. You better speak this thing. Right? Because those things that I believe shall what? Come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He's gonna have it. And so, think of this. Break down belief.
Say believe. 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 Believing. Believing is an operation of faith. Believing. Believing. Be. Believing. Believing. Be. Believing. 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 Believing is believing. So if you believe, you're going to be living out the thing that you say you believe. That's what believing is. It's believing. I got to live this thing. I have chosen this life, and in this life, I have to believe the things that His Word says. Tell your neighbor, we got to be living this. We got to be living this. And what this is, believing is a lifestyle. I choose. You know what? You choose everything else in your life. Choose to believe. Choose to believe. Because it's a principle that's going to move. It's a principle that's going to activate, manifest stuff in your life. Not based on other folk. You have, who has natural haters? Just people that, yes, yes, yes. You got people that don't believe in you. You got people that don't believe. Guess what? They're even spiritual haters. As deep too, because they look in you, I don't think why they think they so bad. Well, if you would get with Yahweh's program, if you would confess His word, if you would believe, maybe some stuff would happen in your life. Listen, don't hate on me because I'm blessed. Don't hate on me because I believe. Don't hate on me because I receive. You can get yours. Because every time Yeshua did something, basically he's like, it's according to your faith. According to your faith. So it's, what I need to believe y'all before is not based upon everybody's. I don't, listen. Y'all are gonna work for me whether you believe it or not. It's based upon me believing. Me. So tell your neighbor, it's based on you. It's you. Listen, listen. If you got some folks that don't believe in your life, maybe you should check the people that you got in your life. Because I ain't gonna let nobody hinder me. The word says, laying aside every weight. Because sometimes people are weight. Well, I mean, I don't mean it. But some people are burdens when they inhibit you or try to stop you in your belief in your walk. Listen, truth is, some folks don't need to be in your life, y'all. They shouldn't be dictating what happens in your life. It's based upon who? Say to yourself, it's according to my faith. Who said it? Yeshua. Because he's basically, Mark, the 11th chapter, the 23rd verse, through the 24th verse, let's find out what 24 says, just for good measure. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Say one, two, three, four. It's as easy as one, two, three, four. What? When you pray, what things you desire, so set what you desire. When you pray, when you're praying, you're what? Wait, wait, wait. When you're praying, you're what? asking, so you're speaking, so you're saying, so this word is consistent. And then you're what? Believing that you shall receive them. And guess what happens after three? Say, breakthrough. When you receive whatever it is from Yahweh that you were expecting, say, breakthrough. You got to believe, be living. Say, believe, be living. All right. And so, let's go to Luke. I love Luke, Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke was in the details. And so, you got to say this. This is a lifestyle. If you want breakthrough in your life, you have to operate on these principles. And so, 9, verse of Luke 11 says what? Wait, hold up. Yes. What is the color of this scripture?
Red.
We reading all these red scriptures. Who's speaking these red scriptures? And who is Yeshua? He is the Logos. He is the living word. So he is the word. So Luke says, and I say unto you, ask. Wait. And I say unto you, think.
No.
And I say unto you, imagine. You know, because there's this thing out there. If you just imagine in your mind what it is, and take all the things that you imagine and put it on a board, and every day you imagine yourself sitting inside of whatever it is. Shut up. You have to And asking is a component of faith where you're speaking, right? You're saying. And he said, ask and it shall what? Be given what? Unto you. This is how I look at it. I ask, then I thank him. Because I know that's already done. And then the third thing I do is I move into it. That's what I do. Because if the scripture tells me. So what I'm asking, and then I know it. Listen, this is one thing I don't do. I don't keep on asking for the same thing over and over again. After I ask him the first time, I'm just thanking him after that. Because it's what? Already done. Right? For instance, Scott, here for a sec. Bring that nice little tablet that you have there. So, Scott, can I have your tablet? Okay, this is only going to work if you tell me that, you give it to me. Because I'm asking, oh, maybe I left out a component. Scott, can I have your tablet, please? Scott, can I have your tablet? Scott, can I have your tablet?
Yes.
Scott, can I have your tablet?
I said yes.
Scott, can I have your tablet?
You got it.
See, that's what happens when you keep praying for the same thing over and over again, and y'all was saying, you got it, but you ain't acting like you got it and have received it yet. You begging, you sitting up here begging for the thing, and y'all was saying, I already gave it to you.
Right? But take it back. Scott, can I have your tablet, please? Thank you for the tablet. 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 Because you can be begging too much, but you can't thank him enough. Get that? Did somebody catch that? You can be begging too much, and you ain't even got a reason to beg because he's already giving it to you. But guess what? If you're going to do anything, thank him. Just keep thanking him. Just keep thanking him. Just keep thanking him. If you just got to run your mouth in thanksgiving. Right? And so he says, ask and it shall be given unto you. But guess what? There's another component of believing. Because see, after I ask for it, then he says what? Seek. What does that mean? I'm looking for it. I'm ready. I know that it's already done. So I'm just looking for the physical manifestation. And I'm still what? I'm seeking. Because the imminent thing is that when I'm seeking, I'm going to find it. It's already set up that way. If I ask, now I'm like, hey, thank you, because it's already done. So I'm seeking it. When we were believing on building out the rest of this church so we can do more stuff for the kingdom. And so the Holy Spirit told me, even before we crossed over into 2017, he said, tell the people to watch for it. Meaning that whatever your contribution or what you could do for that we set up for this project, he said, watch for it. Just tell them simply, watch for it. Because if you're watching in expectation, which is seeking, you're going to what? Find it. Guess what happened? People that received that word. See, a word can be given, but you got to be able to what? Receive that word. Right? And so the Holy Spirit says, listen, tell them, watch for it. The people that really took it in and received it in faith, guess what? They found it. And they said, Pastor Tom, here it go. We ready. We got this thing. So I'm telling anybody who hasn't received whatever it is that they're looking for, Yaba, you ain't seeking. You ain't believing. And some of y'all ain't saying. Say, we must do all three. We must do it. Right? Because he said, it's going to be what? Open unto you. And Rashawn, boy, he was right. Let me tell y'all something. Holy Ghost used Rashawn today. He used Rashawn today. Because I was like, dude, he's about to preach my message. Manna from heaven. Yaba, come on. He provided. When the children of Israel were there and they needed some stuff to eat. Yahweh said, okay, here you go. And he rained down that manna. But sometimes you asking for something, it's not going to be a sandwich all wrapped up, ready. You know? The sandwich and plastic wrap is coming down. They had to go out and gather that. Yahweh gave the provision, but they were seeking it out, and they pulled that together, and they made them some food with that manna. So sometimes he's giving you different components, and you in faith have to be looking and say, okay, Yahweh, you did this thing. So you are actively working this.
You're asking, and then you're actively seeking, right? Anticipating. Huh. Knock. Well, what's up with knock? Well, you're knocking on the door. Saints, guess what that door is? It's a barrier. It's something that might be blocking whatever it is that you're waiting for Yahweh to do. And all you got to do, don't be, just because that door is right there, that barrier is right there, that block is right there, don't mean that he's not going to remove it. He said, when you get to a barrier, he said, just knock on it. Just hit on that thing. And guess what? Because anything that you believe in Yahweh for, there's going to be a barrier. There's going to be a block there. But guess what? That block don't mean nothing. That door don't mean nothing. Come on, y'all. You know what? I ain't just knocking. I'm kicking that thing. Do we have any door knockers here that is just going to knock on that? Say this. That barrier. Say this. Say it. That barrier. That door. Don't mean nothing. Because I'm going to get whatever it is that is on the other side in the name of Yeshua. Come on, receive that. Receive that. Receive that. No, really, receive that. Come on, receive that. Whatever that is, whatever that is. So, because some of y'all have come up against a door. Some of y'all have come up against a door and you done tried to turn around and go the other way. He said, no. Come on, get it in your spirit right now. Come on, get it in your spirit right now. Because see, some of y'all, your joy, your peace is on the other side. But you better knock on that thing. Hallelujah. So come on. Whoever has come up against the door, let's agree about that door right now. Let's just, come on. If you got a door, if you got a barrier, come on, let's believe. Another component about this is agreement. Hallelujah. We got an atmosphere for agreement. So we're going to agree with each other right now. So let's do it. Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, there are people of faith here. There are believers. In the truest sense, we actually have believers that believe. And so right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, you already told us what to do. In faith, you said, ask and you shall receive. You said, say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea and shall not doubt. That's what you said. So we're grabbing hold to your word, and we're bringing it into our heart, and we're taking it from our heart and we're moving it to our mouth. And now in the mighty name of Yeshua, we are speaking that word, we are speaking that victory, we are speaking that outcome. Some of us has come up against the door. So you told us it don't matter if you come up against the door. Just knock. And you said, it shall be open. So right now, open up the door. We're knocking right now. We're seeking in the mighty name of Yeshua. Open up the door. Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all the believers say, Amen and Amen. Come on, give him a praise one more time. Thank you. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You may be seated, but bow your head. And the believers do something while the head is bowed. The believers intercede in belief while we ask a few things. Maybe you say, maybe you've come to the service and you said, listen, I have been living my life a certain way, and I know that I need to be in relationship with the God that you're talking about, the one that gave his son Yeshua for me. He did that for a positive outcome in my life, a transformation in my life. And you're saying, I want that. Go beyond the barriers today. You can go beyond the door today and you can receive that life that he's calling you to. You know that he's moving you to this life. You've gone through some things, and it is no accident that you're here today in this atmosphere, receiving this word. So if that's you, we can pray for change and transformation in your life. And you can receive it today. And what I say, you acknowledge that by raising your hands and say, I want that. If that's you, if you say, listen, I want that change, I want that relationship today, I'm raising my hand because I want you to pray for me for that. We can agree right now for that. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is raise your hand for that. That's one. You can receive that. He has changed for you today. Second thing, maybe you have had a relationship with the Savior and you drifted away. You went from him. And now he's calling you back. He's calling you back to restore you. He's calling you back for restoration. He is the God of the second chance. So if that's your need today, you can raise your hands and say, I need restoration. I need to get back to where I was in him. I was victorious. I was moving mountains, but I drifted away. I don't have that close relationship and I want it back. If that's you, you can raise your hand and we'll pray for you today for that restoration. Restoration is available. Hallelujah. All right. Everyone keep your head bowed. So if you raise your hand for any of those reasons, I want you to receive, and that means that come up and let's pray about it. I'm gonna meet you halfway. I'm coming down to you. If you raised your hand for any of the things I just said, let's get what you need right now. I'll come and meet you. And we'll pray together and we'll get it. Listen, don't let the enemy tell you, I don't wanna do it. I don't wanna walk down there. Because people are looking at me. Ain't nobody looking. Heads are bowed right now. So receive what it is that you need today. Let's get that agreement. So if you raise your hand for any of those reasons, let's pray together. I'm right here. I'm available right here to you. Coming to you.